Tony was small but of noble race, and was beloved of everyone. He broached his tap and it ran apace to make a solemn treat for all the town. He sent to yeoman, knight, and lord the holy tribe to entertain with all the nation could afford. But Tony will never be himself again. He sent to the shambles for all their store, and left behind neither fowl nor beast. The spigot ran swift and fain would do more to make the lords a noble feast. He sent to market, sent to fair, his loyal guests to entertain, but of the banquet he had no share, and Tony will never be himself again. At two great halls in London town, designed to meet a jovial crew of lords and knights of high renown, and all were Protestants true blue. They threw in guineas free as brass, the noble frolic to maintain, but on old Rowley the sham would not pass, and Tony will never be himself again. With duty to their lawful prince, a loyal subject to everyone, to pray for him is the pretense, and then to rail and plot against the crown. From church they did intend to the hall their noble guests to entertain, but they were routed, horse and all, and Tony will never be himself again. In favor of the king and duke, the heir apparent of the throne, his highness they exclude, and took a fop pretender of their own. The meek-eyed Moses they withstand, the golden calf to entertain, but royal Charles he dispersed the band, and Tony will never be himself again. The bloody papist shall no more contrive against his life and reign, though it was themselves did the feat before, and are as ready for to do it again. Thus they exclude the rightful heir, the gaudy fop to entertain, but they were met by the good Lord Mayor, and Tony will never be himself again. With thanks and prayers for our good king, they vowed to sacrifice the day, but royal Charles he smoked out the thing, and sent the rabble with a pox away. He sent his summons to the sit, seditious meetings to restrain. The feast was broke and the guests were besh, and Tony will never be himself again. And now the capons fly about with fricassees of ambergris, and chickens ready dressed they shout about the street for pence apiece. The Whigs did wish the council choked who did this noble feast restrain, all down in the mouth to be thus boxed. Poor Tony will never be himself again.